Hi everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. I'm very excited to be here and it's lovely to meet you all. I'm currently in the Ards Peninsula, so I'm on Wi-Fi, I'm hotspotting data as well, so hopefully it all goes very smoothly. So yes, this is my book, Gold Light Shining, published by Banshee last year, and primarily it's inspired by the life and work of Harry Styles, of former One Direction boy band fame. But you don't need to know any of that to enjoy the book. I think it speaks a lot to nostalgia, and we all have that love of music and can really like lean into it from there. So I thought I'd read from some of these poems today. It's actually the first time I've kind of read from them, not kind of post-pandemic, but well into the pandemic, which I think is a really interesting experience because so much of this book to me is about joy and all those experiences we can have with like our friends and at concerts and things like that. So it's been really fun kind of revisiting them and thinking about how much isolation we've been in over the last year or so. So I hope that there is some sort of gold light that is shining on us tonight and that the joy seeps through the screen for everyone. So I like to start usually with the epigraph. I think it's super important. It kind of sets the tone for the collection. So I'll start there. And then there's a couple of different sections in the book. There's fandom, fangirl, fanfic, and fan mail. So I'll read across some of those as well. But yeah, I'll start with the epigraph. Everyone in that room is on the same page, and everyone knows what I stand for. I'm not saying I understand how it feels. I'm just trying to say, I see you, Harry Styles. Harry, I'm not saying I understand how it feels. I'm just trying to say, I see you. So these poems are from fandom. Kiwi, Kiwi, Kiwi. The boy with the Gucci guitar strings is playing glam rock to a room of strangers. His photographer captures a group of girls in knockoff floral suits and pink sequin Chelsea boots. Heart thumping, heavy jumping, his final song shakes the sweat-slick stage on the concrete floor. The guitarist who used to work in the pizza shop looks to the bassist, the keys, the drummer to know if this is normal. It is not normal. People are having the time of their lives. Never going back now. Nobody knew I would spend the next year writing about flares with flora and fauna print. I think most about the yellow silk trousers, their shelves of potted plants climbing the inseam. Nearly always a continent away, I wait in the wrong time zone for lights up, for pixels of dry ice and smoke to clear in the poor connection of the periscope. It wasn't until the embellishments of Basel that I started preparing for next year's silhouette. With a travel scholarship with beauty papers, I elaborate on a Peter Pan collar and pearls. So I like to open with those poems, mostly because when I started writing this book, I didn't know who Harry Styles was. I actually had missed his boy band days. I didn't know One Direction. And over the process of the book, and as I was kind of arriving in Belfast and continuing my degree and things like that, he just kept appearing everywhere, and there were all these textures that I was really interested in, things like his Gucci suits in the concert. Suddenly I wanted to write about those, and the color schemes became very important, and I was lucky enough to receive travel scholarships to go to the Met Gala to look at an exhibition and things like that. And suddenly I just kept seeing Harry everywhere, and it kind of became a bit of a joke that whatever poem I could write, I could throw in a Harry Styles reference and just keep going with it. So that's what I did. And this next one is titled Sweet Creature. And there is an album, a song on his album, debut album, also titled Sweet Creature. But originally, Sweet Creature also appears in Act Three, Scene Three of Othello. So I thought it'd be super fun to write a poem only using the words that appeared in Act Three, Scene Three. And luckily, I think it's like a 19-page scene, so there's quite a lot of vocabulary to choose from. But I kind of just started playing all these linguistics games with it to see where I could get to. And this one is one of my favorites too, because I workshopped it with Kieran Carson and he sang this. So whenever I read this poem, I always think of Kieran, and it's a great fun. Sweet creature. It is impossible to watch you kiss a strawberry from a polite distance. Nobody seems to dance well in Venice but you, and you are not even well. The marble here swallows the wolves and their whores, obedient and abused. Our black knight is humbled by the chaos that is salt and ice intermingled. Take heaven, I'll steal the soft parts of hell for you, drowsy on syrups of the world. Go, leave me in the garden of the castle. I am almost happily on my knees. So one of the other experiences that I never expected to happen, I was also lucky enough to receive a travel scholarship on a cultural exchange program to the University of Petra in Jordan, which was my first experience in the Middle East. And just, it was such a generous trip. And I was wearing a Harry Styles t-shirt, as I often do, when we were on the tour of the campus. And one of our cultural partners pointed it out. And I'd never expected there to be a Harry Styles connection with Jordan. So it was just the most joyful moment. And this poem was written after we visited a night market there. And it's called Cinnamon, Honey, Butter. Popcorn spits and oil sputters from the open pan onto the stairwell and into the hands of a boy who, eyebrow high and jaw slack, laughs and throws it, catching it tightly between his teeth. Not seasoned with the cinnamon, honey, butter, but salted, it melts by the warmth of his tongue. Ahead, the beekeepers are making a commotion. Glass shards have fallen between the cobblestones. A grandmother curses her husband's unreliable hands. Locals begin tallying pathways in the sky. The boy turns and translates for the tourists. The stars are out and so are the bees. Run. It's also kind of fun just to flick through the pages and remember that I wrote all these. It's a nice little surprise when you get to the one you want to. So kind of continuing with a sense of place now and where we can embrace music in various different places. This poem was a commission for the National Trust for the site up in Minaburn. We have 50 years anniversary. I say last year, but it must have been 2019 now. And that was good fun. So I like to think about kind of place as well and how we can inhibit all of these different feelings and sounds. Give pop music, give peace a chance. A grandmother stands in the terrace hill garden as the foliage shifts and trembles in the wind. Her grandchildren explore as fungi rise and retreat along the beech tree bark on the woodland floor. Her dog vaults over a stroll of bluebells and the grandmother is happy in the sunken garden, watching each contour, sketching the valley, searching her sprawling city for home. The young ranger runs to collect the grass cuttings and the fallen plums, points and shouts at the small copper butterfly landing on the short blade scythe. Look, a gorgeous thing. The grandmother, knowing this place is a gorgeous thing, remembers perpetual rain clouds, pop music, potential, marmalade, deep joy, a telegram from John and Yoko, the thrill of running coloured chalk through the ends of her hair. She remembers sticking her thumb pad against the pinback of a badge that served as her first concert ticket. She traces the loop and swirl of her fingertip, finds ink smudges from felt tip pens and placards for peace. There are signs of the seasons turning. Nothing small or insignificant is rooted here. And just a couple more poems now from the final section titled Fan Mail. These poems were created after I subscribed to Alison Gross's kind of newsletter about fandom and about kind of think pieces about bands that break up and then their solo work and kind of all the work that goes around that creatively. There's people that write poetry, there's people that you know, create their own like merch, and they sell thousands and thousands of like t-shirts and make a lot of money from it. But there's a real sense of community. And it was the first time that I really understood kind of critically how to approach these things. So all of these poems that I'll close from this one with are created for Ali and using Ali's newsletters. Look, this is how it really feels. Excuse me, sorry, hi. We took a photograph, no distance between the two of us, a tangled moment I could not stop from rupturing out of body, magnified through the window of a small cafe in North London. I remember fragments, the shallow questions that people ask a collective popular object. Within 5 minutes, I knew I loved the stranger in my head. Like the washing machine on spin cycle, I am blonde and drunk dancing in the dark to nice boys with acoustic guitars. I intended to be on my own, but it's fun to put on a good show of awkward hip thrusts and hurt feet. There is something that reminds me of the best photo from a cheap camera. The hue of sweetness and ease extends to the endearing flat at the edge of town, to the beautiful, sexy pirate prince who spins, soft-edged and boyish, in a white t-shirt. Ghost. He dances to layered vocals, navigates the cool guy criticism in private conversations and parlor games. He translates adjectives into chord progressions, and to feel good, he describes the sunflowers in the kitchen, signs of swagger and joy. He is afraid of the uproar, but is lucky enough to be beautiful. In a time when joy feels like an endangered resource, things are very simple. Protect each other. Profile. In the end, it is impossible to forget the beauty of abandoned pop stars. There is a sense they withstood the first few punches in the media landscape and stitched together the things they love with trademark enthusiasm. Do not fear their dulcimers and sparkly oven stickers, their mushroom lunches, their behind-the-scene meditations. Let them discover drunken karaoke. Let them defend the quiet hour of time they can ride around Malibu in a Tesla. Harry, you found something peculiar being anonymous in Japan. Even with the katakana of your name embroidered onto soft hoodie fabric, you let the Shiba Inu lick the residential plants hiding from the residential air conditioning unit. You jogged the yellow-tiled steps in yellow-striped socks. You pushed aside the painful stage of growing out curls with gravity in a place that seemed to stretch sideways in all seasons. Of all the moonstruck moments, this is the one I'd most like to meet. So those are my poems from Godlike Shining, and I hope you don't mind, but I'd also like to read a couple from intertitles. So as mentioned, I've been working on a collection that charts my progress towards qualifying as a sign language interpreter, and that's a very long process, but it's super fascinating because there's so much language to explore. And when my sign language classes had to stop because of the pandemic for a while, I switched to Braille, and that was really interesting too. Again, it was kind of like learning to read again and how to interpret things that I take for granted in English. So I've been very preoccupied thinking about how we communicate in various different forms over the last year, and there's been a lot of source material to work with. And one of the kind of things I've really enjoyed doing is building like a language library. I love language textbooks. Whenever I go on holiday, I want to buy like a dictionary or a language textbook. And one of these kind of collections is a series of sign language texts that are a little bit out of date, but nearly almost everything is in sign language because of the whole number of regional variations and the constant fact it's changing. But this series is called Let's Sign. So it'll be like Let's Sign Mathematics, Let's Sign for Scouts. And one of them is Let's Sign Science. And that's become one of my favorite textbooks that I use to write with as well, because the vocabulary is just incredible. So this poem is not about Harry Styles, but is about my other love, sign language, and it's called Let's Sign Science. For a visual poetry class, I am photocopying pages from Let's Sign Science, BSL vocabulary from an old series of print publications that also includes Let's Sign Feelings and Emotions. I would like to find Let's Sign Pop Culture or Let's Sign in the Museum, but they don't exist, and I can't afford a graphics tablet or a year of fine line art classes to learn to draw the graphics packages myself. I cut out cool collage combinations like Untamed Magnetic Attraction or Caterpillar Camouflage. Something is missing, but these are all the words I have. I arrange the language and it falls flat on the page. So thank you for taking the time to listen tonight. I really appreciate it. And I'll just close with one final poem that is again along the lines of accessibility and thinking about how we interpret various things. and it's not sign language and it's not Braille, but this one is audio description, which I was looking at in the Ulster Museum and thinking about how we think of ekphrasis a lot in poetry and how we translate directly from the painting in front of us onto the page. But audio description is a slightly more formulaic version of that, and it's super interesting. And if you can write ekphrastic poems, I definitely recommend giving it a go, because you're already going to be like rich in the vocabulary and interpretation skills, and it's super fun. So my final poem tonight, and thank you so much for listening again and inviting me, is Writing Audio Description at the Ulster Museum. I want to talk you through the time and space of early California. The brushstrokes are confident in the white space of sea foam. The colours are cold, and I am sure the seawall is seeping. I am happy in the landscapes I've never seen in person. It does not matter that this is a windowless room. Venice Beach is lit well, and I wouldn't want to change my view. The pigment of the watercolour is easily saturated in the paper. I'm trying to list the most important blues when I'm distracted by something new, a close but different blue. Thank you. That's me.